Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 88, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. The Lord I will at all times bless, in praise my mouth employ. My soul shall in Jehovah boast, the meek shall hear with joy. O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name. When in distress on him I called, he to my rescue came. All stanzas of Psalter 88.
Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in Luke chapter 12, and thereof beginning with verse 13 to and including 40. But first, we read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke chapter 12, beginning with verse 13 to and including 40. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, Take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that ye have, and give alms. Provide yourselves bags, which wax not old. A treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief nor approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about you, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily, I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Thus far as Scripture reading.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we have heard it in these moments out of thy holy word. Blessed are those servants whom when thou comest, thou shalt find watching. And thou knowest the life of each and every one of us. That carelessness with which we go over this world. Then who is looking and who is watching for thy coming? And who is waiting for that day that thou shalt return again upon the clouds? For as thou hast ascended into heaven, so shalt thou come in like manner to judge the quick and the dead. And every eye shall see thee, and we and our children will not be exempt from that hour. And then there shall no one be left behind, but each of us will stand to be placed on the right hand or on the left hand, to be divided as the sheep from the goats. Oh, that thou may grant us eyes to see, ears to hear, and hearts to understand. For as thou sayest, the life that is more than meat, and the body than raiment, but we are those who seek the meat and the raiment, and all the good, the pleasures, the luxuries of this world. But we seek not thee. Oh, we need to be born again. We need to be converted unto thee. And our time that is so short, for we know not that hour wherein thou comest. Oh, that thou may grant us in this very hour that spirits work from above, and that we may receive that true concern by the power of thy Spirit's work, and that we may be awakened from the dead, and that we may begin to see that this city in which we live is a city which shall certainly be destroyed. Oh, that we may receive that burden of sin, and that we may learn to flee for our life, eternal life. Lord, that thou may work that concern in the hearts of young and old, that we would not be permitted by thee to go on in our carelessness, but that we may be awakened in a day of grace and in a time of salvation. And that thou may instruct us in all thy truth, for thy servant, as we have sung together, did say, O taste and see, that the Lord is good. to all that seek His face. And then it is something to be tasted, and not only to be known in our minds, but it is also such a great pleasure, such a great enjoyment, and that is to be experienced already here upon this earth, that those tastes of those blessings from above, they may draw our hearts, that we might run after Thee. Oh, that Thou may bring us into Thy banqueting house, that Thy banner over us may be love, and that the ointments, that they may send forth their smell, and that others may also be drawn unto Thee. O Lord, that Thou may come in the life of Thy children, and that Thou may revive Thy own work in the midst of the years. In wrath, remember mercy, and that Thou may cause that myrrh to be left behind upon the handles of the lock. Oh, that Thy bride may rise up again. Oh, do for us what we cannot do for ourselves, not for the first time or by renewal. And then it is all Thy work. Thou art the Alpha, and Thou art the Omega. Thou art the beginning and Thou art the ending. And what Thou beginnest, Thou wilt surely finish. Oh, that Thou may grant Thy children also eyes to see it, and faith to believe it, and comfort in their hearts, rest and peace, and by moments here below, and that Thou may remember us all together, young and old. Instruct us in Thy truth, more and more, that we may come to the knowledge of ourselves, and that we may come to the blessed knowledge of Thee in Thine only begotten Son. Oh, that He may become to each and every one, young and old, white and ruddy, the chiefest among 10,000, that we could not live without Him, and the daily feedings that are so necessary in the life of Thy church. For when there is life, there must also be eating and drinking. And then there is a fountain of living waters that may be enjoyed, a river that can never be passed over. Lord, that Thou may remember each and every one, because it is a soul that we have that is traveling to a never-ending eternity. And we cannot give unto ourselves that true heartfelt concern. But it is not of him that runneth, but it is of Thee that showeth mercy. O Lord, do it then for the sake of Thy great and holy name. Could it please Thee to work a revival in our days? Then Thou art a great God, and we may ask of Thee great things. Thou sayest, open Thy mouth, but not open Thy mouth, but open Thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. And then the need is so very great, and the blessings that we ask, that Thou wouldst multiply them to us and unto our children. They are so undeserved. But Lord, is it not free grace? Is that price not paid? Or is everything not accomplished by Thy only begotten Son? And would it not be so to His honor and to His glory, when from the youngest to the oldest, when all together we may learn to weep because of our sin, and that we may come to an end of all our own strength and our own righteousness, or that we may experience the impossibility, the weakness of our flesh, and that we may need Thee as Thou showest, Thou revealest Thyself to be in Thy word, that Thou hast given Thine only begotten Son. O Lord, do it then for the sake of Thy great and holy name, and that we all together and may not be ignorant of that life that thou givest to all thy church. And wilt thou cause us to cry to thee for it? And wilt thou bring us each and every one into our inner chambers, that we would not leave them empty? Oh, give our youth and our children to remember their Creator in the days of their youth, and that they also may know that thou seest them everywhere, that they cannot hide from thee all their transgressions, and neither what lives within their hearts, but that there is also no place in this world where thou canst not hear them, when they would bow their knees and when they would cry to thee. Oh, when we instruct our children to pray unto thee and to ask of thee, that thou wouldst give unto them a new heart. Oh, Lord, then it is in great simplicity, and their knowledge in an outward way that is so very small. But come they not then, Lord, as a little child? And dost not thou say that except ye become as a little child, as converted, then we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? Oh, that thou may grant young and old together that indispensable, undeserved blessing. Look upon those that have become old. Oh, thou knowest, Lord, the hardness of our hearts. The older that we become, the colder that we become, and then the experience of our life that will only testify against us in that great day of days. Oh, Lord, we beseech thee, who hast the heart of all men in thy hands, even the heart of a king, to turn it whithersoever that thou wilt, and then thou art able to take an heart, and that is as hard as the nether millstone in this afternoon hour, and thou art able with thy spirit to break it to pieces. Oh, thou art able to give the tears of that heart to flow. Oh, we beseech thee for the sake of thy great name. Remember fathers and mothers. Give to us wisdom. Give to us grace. Give to us more faithfulness, and that we may know how to do our duty, and that we may be given faithfulness therein. Oh, wilt thou convert our children despite all our sin and despite all our shortcomings? Remember thou all our denomination. Lord, work mightily. Thou knowest how that we have left thee. Oh, then we have departed from thee, and the ways that our fathers have spoken of, because this world does draw our hearts, and all the fashion of this world, then we live no longer in that way of simplicity. And we can only put our hand into our own bosom and take it out unclean, unclean. But Lord, thou art able to draw us again. Oh, that thou may remember us for thy name's sake, and cause thy face to shine once more, and then we shall be saved. Remember thou our nations. Thou knowest how far we have departed from thee, and thou knowest also how thy law that is trampled upon in an outward way. O Lord, thou knowest that the laws of our land, they are no longer according to thy holy law. O, then we can only expect thy awful judgments, and that thou wilt come, and that thou wilt come against us. Oh, that thou may remember us in mercy. Turn us again, O Lord, and we shall be turned. Oh, save us, and we shall be saved. Wilt thou remember our rulers? Wilt thou grant them a place at thy footstool? Give thy word a place in their hearts, in their lives, in their work. Bring it upon the judgment seats of our land. Wilt thou supply for all those then that are in authority? Grant them to know who has set them in that place, and that they have to give an answer to thee. Wilt thou remember all those that bring thy word, unto Jew, unto Gentile? Wilt thou bless thy word, that it may receive a free course over the length and breadth of this whole world, and that many may be brought in the end of time, and before that Satan is completely loosed to do his end work? Oh, that thou may prepare us for what is coming in this world. We do not know how soon, but thou sayest in thy word, it is a great tribulation. And when Satan shall be loosed, and then we can expect that it will touch us and our children and our grandchildren. Oh, how we will need to be converted. For who shall be able to stand in that day? Oh, Lord, we beseech thee then, that thou may do a mighty work upon us. Cause us to use the means with great faithfulness, or that we may use them with a cry and a prayer in our souls, that we could not do without thee any longer, and that we could not go on without God in this world. Remember all those that are afflicted, sick, handicapped, those that lie in the prisons, and all those that need thee in special ways, not only for the body, but also for the mind. And wilt thou look upon us also in this afternoon hour, when we are called once again to bring a portion of thy holy word of truth. Lord, then we are so dependent upon thee. Oh, we know not how to go about this work in a right way. And then we stand in need of a matter to be placed in our heart, words to be placed upon our lips. Oh, we stand in need of thy Spirit to go from pew to pew and to work amongst us to bring that word in the heart of us as a preacher, and of us as listeners. Oh, give us to know that thou art among us, and that thou workest here also in this thy holy house, and that where two or three are gathered in thy name, that we may experience that indeed the Lord is in our midst. Oh, remember us then, forgiving all of our many sins. For Jesus' sake, amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 287, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Thy Spirit, O Lord, makes life to abound. The earth is renewed and fruitful the ground. To God ascribe glory and wisdom and might, and let God in his creatures forever delight. The last collection is for the Calvin Christian School. We announced that there will be, the Lord willing, a consistory meeting this coming Wednesday, March the 4th at 7:30 p.m. 287, all stanzas. Congregation, we ask your attention in this afternoon for what we can find in our Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 50, the 125th question, Lord's Day 50, question 125, which is the fourth petition. Answer, give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry, nor even thy gifts, can profit us without thy blessing, and therefore that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So far, our Lord's Day. Christ teaches his people to pray for their daily bread. First, for what they are taught to pray. Second, who are taught to pray. And third, why they are taught to pray. Christ teaches his people to pray for their daily bread. First, for what? Second, who? And third, why they are taught to pray. Give us this day our daily bread. That is prayer for what? That is for bread. That is for daily bread. That is for the natural blessings. That is for the things that pertain unto this life. Thus God has given to us in the creation a body and a soul. And then we are taught to pray for the needs of the soul, boys and girls, that we receive a new heart. But we are also taught to pray for the needs of our bodies, because not only our soul is given to us by the Lord, but also our body is given to us by the Lord. Bread. Bread that is the staple of our life. That is actually then a representation. You say we do not only need bread. No, we need also drink, we need water, and we need more nutrition than just from bread. But when the Lord Jesus teaches his people to pray, and then he teaches them to pray for bread, and that bread that is a symbol of all the necessities of this life. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, our clothing, our shelter, our health, our strength, everything that we need. And what do we need? Well, we need much more than we realize. We need much more than we daily think about. Because we need that the Lord, he is upholding this whole universe. That the Lord would give that the sun and the moon and the stars, they would continue to exist. And that all the motions of the heavenly bodies, that they would continue to go round about in their circuits from day to day and from moment to moment. then we need that the seed time and the harvest and the summer and the winter, that they would not cease. Then we need that the weather, that the climate, and that all may be continued. We need that the Lord may give the plants to grow, and that He may give the trees and the shrubs and the grass, because if He gives not this, then we still have not our daily bread. And that the Lord would provide also for the animals, in that there may be a balance in the ecosystem in which we are dwelling, that one would not completely overrun the other, and so that we also would be deprived of our daily bread. We need that the Lord, He would uphold also all the microscopic world in which we do not daily see, that the Lord would continue to give young people, as you learned that in the school, that the molecules and the atoms and that the electrons would continue to go round and round, and that everything and that is existing in that microscopic world that would continue in that beautiful and blessed order that the Lord has created it in. That the Lord may give that the properties of our solids, our liquids, our gases, that all of those properties may be retained. Because when they would not be retained, then we will not be able to receive our daily bread. Thus, the Lord, He, with one word, does instruct His people to pray for so very, very much. That is, with one word, that the Lord is teaching His people to pray for all the things that are necessary in this life, the things that they can see, the things that they realize, also those things that are so beyond sometimes our comprehension. To uphold us in our bodies, a wonderful body, a wonderful creation. You learn about it, children. That is a wonder. That you do not learn about it as other children in this world. That we come out of the animals, that we are the same as the animals. But that we learn that that all comes from the Lord. That it is made by the Lord. That the Lord has to uphold every single one of those systems in our body. You learn about it, your nervous system and your muscular system and every different one of those systems. And now when you pray and you say, Lord, give us this day our daily bread, then you are asking the Lord that He may give also that all those systems in your body, they may continue to work properly. And those systems that are fighting against all that disease that is in this world because of sin. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. There is no end. There is no end to it. Because we live in a world that is so much more complex than our finite minds can imagine. And the Lord, He sums it all up. And He makes it simple for us. And He says to His children, you must just simply pray. Give us this day our daily bread. And then, Then the Lord, who has made it all, He will take care of everything else that needs to be taken care of in order that you may continue to live and to move and to have a being. Give us this day our daily bread. That's not only for ourselves, no, but also for one another. That is, for all humanity. And especially for God's children, because we read, especially for that household of faith. Thus, He teaches to pray for one another. That is, that we may then we see the needs, they are multiplying because we are ourselves so limited and we think that everything that is revolving around me, revolving around ourselves. But the Lord, He says, there is much more than us as an individual. But He says there are also families and relations, fathers, mothers, children, households. Thus, there are those needs in the sicknesses, sicknesses of the mind, sicknesses of the body. There are those that mourn. There are those who are lonely, who feel that emptiness from day to day, that despondency. Give us this day our daily bread. There are those at war. There are those that suffer famine. There are those that suffer from hurricanes and earthquakes and so on. Give us this day our daily bread. How infinite is the Lord. So very, very infinite. So that He will be sought for every need that He says He is able to provide. When we can hardly even know what those needs are. And therefore, taught to go where with them. Taught to go to the scientists with them who can just barely explain their existence and their workings, who have to learn every day about new things. The Lord says, come unto them, come unto me, who am able to provide, who has made it all, who is upholding it all, and who is able to give you everything that you stand in need of. Thus, daily bread. The natural needs. And who is now taught to pray. That is our second thought. Give us this day our daily bread. Who is the Lord speaking to? He is speaking to His disciples. He is speaking to His people. They have asked Him, Lord, teach us to pray. And so He gives them an answer. And He gives them instruction how to pray. You say, is that prayer, is that not for everyone? Can we not all pray that prayer? Give us this day our daily bread, certainly. Certainly because every one of us are His creatures and there is no other provider in this whole world that is able to give us our daily bread. Not one. And Jeremiah, he has indeed ask the Lord to pour out His fury upon those families who call not upon His name. That is such a common thing in our day. That there is eating, that there is drinking, that there is not a thought of Him who has provided this food and this drink. Oh, do you fold your hands, boys and girls? Do you fold your hands? And do you close your eyes? And do you ask the Lord for a blessing upon that food and drink? I will tell you something. When I was young, there were many times that I did not fold my hands and that I did not close my eyes. I had to go to a different school than you. I had to go to the public school. You have a great blessing. Do you believe that? And I, do you know what I did? I prayed it in my heart. Why? I was afraid. Peter, he has denied the Lord because of that maid. He did that 3 times. Do you know how many times I have done that, boys and girls? Many, many times in my life. And that because I was afraid of other children, that I did not fold my hands and close my eyes. Oh, do you understand how that we are saved by grace? Everything that comes from the Lord so freely to those who have sinned so against the Lord that they are not worthy to eat and not worthy to drink. Even the animals. We read in the Bible that the young lions, they cry to God for their food. The young ravens, they are crying to God for their food. What makes man different from the animals? Sin. Sin makes man different from those animals. Those animals, they receive food and drink from the Lord. And they receive that food and drink because they are the creatures of the Lord. The Lord, he has made all those animals. And now, man, what is the difference? You say the Lord, he is giving also to man food and drink when he does not fold his hands and he does not close his eyes. How is that? When you will go to the restaurant and you see it, then you say there is not a single thought, and the Lord still provides. That is out of his common grace. Common grace. Common grace is there for a reason. That common grace that is that the Lord may continue this world in its existence so that he may bring in his church. Thus the Lord is giving to man in this world food and drink out of his common grace in order that he may bring in his own church. But everyone that is receiving only out of that common grace is one that is receiving that food and drink out of the left hand of the Lord. Which means that that food and drink and every blessing that is received here in this world is going to testify against that people. There is a difference between common grace and saving grace. Common grace that is to the whole world. Saving grace that is given unto his children. Who is the Lord teaching here to pray? The Lord is instructing his children. Give us this day our daily bread. Our bread. Our bread. What does that speak about? That speaks about ownership. That is bread that belongs unto us, that is bread that belongs unto me. Thus there is a certain right that people have unto the bread. I hear God's people, they say, oh no. They say we have no right. They say we have sinned away all of our right. They say I am unworthy of the bread. Did you ever? Did you ever have a piece of bread over which you wept? Because you were unworthy that the Lord would give you a single slice of bread? How much of that unworthiness is now felt in the life of God's children? Oh, it is so true. A mighty stream of foul transgression that is prevailing from day to day. Then they are not worthy to eat. They are not worthy to drink. But what does the Lord Jesus say unto his disciples? He says, O ye of little faith, why reason ye in your hearts that ye have brought no bread? Oh, Reverend DeLeo, he stood here 2 weeks ago, and he said to us, God's children, they live below their level. And congregation, that is now so true. Because when the Lord, he is opening the eyes of his children to see and to give to them a little of that true saving faith, then they see a foundation that is so, so sure. Then they see a foundation that is not lying within themselves. Do you know what is necessary for us to know in our life? It is necessary for us to know in our life a beginning. A beginning. Or is that ever? Is it ever the burden of your heart that you may know that beginning is right in your life? And why do we say that? The apostle, he says, to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. Oh, that beginning. Why is that beginning now so necessary to know? Because the Lord, he is connecting the end unto the beginning. We heard that also several weeks ago. Then we heard that the Lord, he is the Alpha and he is also the Omega. Thus he is the beginning and he is the ending. And when we may know that we have that beginning in our life, then it is the Lord himself. And that does say that ending that also is right in our life. Oh, then we are given to see something a little bit of a foundation congregation that is so sure. Oh, there is nothing. There is nothing in this whole world that is standing in the way of God's children. Nothing at all. There is such a cutting off of that curse of the law, from the law, for God's children. There is no curse. Oh, that foundation that is lying alone so fully in that mediator who has given his life on that cursed tree. And then there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Oh, a little faith to behold it. A little eye, a little revealed in the life of God's children. Reverend DeLeo mentioned that also. He spoke about the baptism, and then he spoke also about the Lord Jesus going into that wilderness. There he was tempted of that devil. And congregation, the Lord, that devil has laid before the Lord all this world. And now the Lord, He has stood in that temptation. He has not fallen in that temptation. He has not sinned in that temptation. There was nothing carnal in Him. And there was nothing worldly in Him. No, everything that was directed unto His Father. There is now the victory for Christ. There is now the victory for His church. That victory that is not laying in that people at all. And then there is nothing. Oh, Paul mourned. Paul said, the good that I would, I do not. The evil that I would not, that I do. Oh, we heard it. Paul, he says, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? But then he continues, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Oh, and then there is nothing anymore. It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? And then that people, they carry a body of sin and death all the way to the end of their life, even unto that grave. But there is nothing anymore that people can do, and that will keep them away from the presence of the Lord. Oh, then every sin that is a sin, and that is only for the burdening of their heart, and that they may know what still lives within them. But that curse that is taken away, and then by faith, all they may be given to receive out of that fullness, and that Christ has merited for them. Oh, then it is not only the things of eternity. No, then we can read here, that it is also here the things of the time. Oh, then there is a right. Then there is a right that is belonging unto that children of God. Where is that right? Is that right in their obedience? No, that is not in their obedience. Oh, they have a right in Him who has fulfilled everything for them. Oh, then it is a right indeed. Oh, the Lord Jesus. What did He say? He says, it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. Whose bread is it? It is the bread of the children. And what is now that right? That right by which that people, they are receiving that bread. It is a right that is lying in a relation. It is a right that was bought by the Lord Jesus Himself. That is not coming as in this world out of that common grace. No, that is coming out of that special grace. And that word that is given unto them. But grace it is. Oh, that it is unto those who are so unworthy of it. There is so much that is flowing out of that redemption of Christ. Oh, there is everything. Everything is flowing out of that blessed sacrifice of that Son of God. It is the basis for every blessing, spiritual blessing, temporal blessing, that people may receive. How expensive, people of the Lord. How expensive is your bread. Oh, that bread that was bought with the blood of the mediator. He has poured it out that you may eat and that you may live. That is now the price that was paid. All that is for the spiritual life. That is for the temporal life. That is for the soul. That is for the body. And when that faith, when that may be given for a moment to be an exercise, then that people, they have not a care in the world. No, then the Lord, He will take care of everything after we sing. 283, 1, 2, and 3. Oh, come my soul, bless thou the Lord thy Maker, and all within me bless His holy name. Bless thou the Lord, forget not all His mercies, His pardoning grace and saving love proclaim. 1, 2, and 3 of 283. give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge Thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even Thy gifts can profit us without Thy blessing, and therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in Thee. Trust. That is why Christ teaches His church to pray. Trust, that they may trust, that they may rest, that they may lean, that they may cast all their burden by nature. Then we have trust, as we read, in our own care and in our own industry. We have to work. But where now is our trust? Oh, to trust alone in Thee, that is not a fruit of our own field, not for the first time, not by renewal. But maybe you say, how does this prayer then, how does that prayer help that people, they should put their trust alone in the Lord? Well, that church that is receiving its bread out of the hand of their Father, our Father, which art in heaven. There's a difference, boys and girls, when you will receive your bread from your Father, or if you will receive your bread from the social services. Needy child, the soup kitchen, and he will receive from there his bread. Say, what is now the difference? Well, when you receive your bread from your Father, then you receive your bread through a relation. And that relation is not there. It is the relation between a father and a son. And that establishes for that child the certainty of the continuation of that bread. It is because of that relation that bread that will not be cut off, that their bread and their water is sure, that it is not only bread for today, but because of that relation, then they may be certain that it is also going to be received tomorrow. Do you believe that, children of the Lord? Paul says, all things are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. There is freedom, there is peace, there is rest, if they may only have a moment's faith by that Spirit of the Lord, to see it and to believe it, that not only the soul that is cared for, but also the body, because the redemption of Christ, that is a redemption both of the body and of the soul. David, he says, I was young and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, or his seed begging bread. Oh, to live in that exercise of faith that is congregation the most blessed thing. That is a most blessed place in the life of God's children. Because it is a relation to a Father. Christ, He says it here. He says, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? And if ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you, that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather, seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Congregation, what could we want more? What could we want more? Is that now not a people that have everything? Everything. Everything for the time. And everything for eternity. When there was famine in Israel, then God's servant, he may receive from the Lord bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And when he was persecuted by his great enemy, then the Lord gave him food and he made him to go on the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And we labor. That is good. We have to labor. But how do we labor? Oh, we labor with anxiety. We labor with fear for the future. Fathers, we cannot provide for our children. What if this? What if that? Oh, there is. There is such a blessed rest in that life of faith. When that faith may be in exercise, that is why the Lord, he says, sell it. Sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. What do our fathers say? What is the only comfort? The only comfort in life and in death, to know that I am not my own, but that I belong unto my faithful Savior Jesus Christ, who, with his precious blood, has fully satisfied for all my sins, and delivered me from the power of the devil, and who so preserves me, that without the will of my heavenly Father, not a hair can fall from my head, not a hair. O Elisha. He said, Lord, open the eyes of my servant. And the Lord opened his eyes. And what did he see? He saw the mountain that was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha, not a hair. Without the will of my heavenly Father, oh, may the Lord give to his people more exercises of faith, because without faith we cannot please God, and without faith there is no comfort, and there is no rest, and there is no peace. But there are blessings, congregation, that are to be tasted. Oh, they are to be tasted. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And when those blessings, they may be tasted here below, what is it now going to be for that people? When they may have a little taste here below, in eternity, when they shall be given to eat and drink at that supper of the Lamb. All there, the meek they shall eat, and they shall be satisfied. All then they shall receive their bread, their daily. No, there is no day and night there. No, it is one continuance of those blessings being in the presence of that Lamb of God himself. All congregation, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is yet near. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, wilt thou grant unto us new hearts? O grant us that true and that saving faith. Then we have everything. We have everything for the time. Everything for eternity itself. Then we can live. Then we can die. Provide for us in that short life that we still have here below. It is quickly going by. We do not know that day when we shall have to end it. And when we shall lay down this body of sin and death. But wilt thou care for each and every one of us? Provide for us our daily food and drink and all that we need in this life. And cause us to seek, all to seek those things which we cannot miss for that great eternity. Bring us safely to our places. Forgive thou all that was amiss in speaking in this day. In listening in this day, remember not the sins of long ago and the sins of this hour. And wilt thou wash and cleanse us in the precious all-atoning blood of thy dear Son. Be with us in the week to come. Thou knowest all the circumstances of each and every one. Keep us from sin, from a sudden and an unprepared death. For Jesus' sake, amen. 347, 1, 2, and 3. Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes. O, whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my certain aid. From God the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. 1, 2, and 3 of 347. Thank you. Blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. bless you.